You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love Talk Live. I'm your host, Jamie Bronstein, and today I have with me Gina DiStefano. Welcome.
Hi, Jamie. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so excited to be doing this show today because this is a first. So I'm just going to explain how this whole thing came about, and then I want you to tell everybody all about yourself. So Gina and I were both in a New York Post article. I was commenting on – the whole article was about you, about a TikTok that you did, and the whole article was about situationships. But first – so that's how we know each other, and it's so cool. First time I've done this. So just DM'd Gina, and I was like, let's collab. Let's bring this together. Let's – because, you know, you're the one who actually experienced it. I was commenting on it. So now everybody's watching, and they're wondering – what was this TikTok? Tell us about the TikTok first, and then let's talk about your life. And how did this even come about? Tell us about the TikTok, and how did you get into the New York Post?
Well, okay, so I make a lot of TikToks, and they go nowhere. I mean, I make them for fun. And I was sitting in my bed one day really thinking about why I was so hurt from such a short situationship compared to the long relationship that I had been in. And I know how the TikTok community works. And if you ask them, they will help you. I mean, it's such a cool community. I love TikTok. But was I expecting the response that I got? Absolutely not. It was overwhelming, but amazing, absolutely amazing. And so I asked why I was hurting more from just a 3-month situationship ending compared to when I broke things off with my 5-year-long real relationship. And the response just was crazy amazing. I mean, people came to help and did all they could. I'd never received one, you know, mean remark or anything. And I just realized how relevant and how much of a hot topic the situationships really are and how many people experience what I experienced.
And okay, so, but how did the New York Post get to you?
I received an email from Jamie Lefroy, who featured us both in the article. And she had mentioned that she came across my TikTok, and I was told her I was happy to speak with her about it and share my story. And I didn't realize that sharing my story would help so many others. And being open and honest, because it's a touchy subject for a lot of people I know, because situationships aren't defined and they are complicated. And I also wanted to speak with her as well and be in the article because I wanted to help others after seeing the response on my TikTok of it, because so many other women and men were like, can you please tell me when you know the answer, like why it hurts so much? And I realized that a lot of people were looking for the same answers I was.
Now, did you post on your TikTok the article after, like a screenshot or something of the article yet?
I did. Yes. I was very flattered and so happy to have that opportunity. I mean, the New York Post is something else. That's why it's still wild to me that I'm on there. And so I posted a TikTok just making fun of, like, all right, well, I'm in the New York Post like now, like, so can't make fun of my TikToks anymore.
You've made it. But the thing is, what's so interesting is that, I feel like I'm coaching you now a little bit, but you know, you're saying like, oh my God, I can't believe it that you're in the New York Post. But I just want to offer to you that, you know, you deserve to be there. Oh, and you. And you have a voice, and what you have to say is important. And so that's why you're there. And you know, it can only lead to more amazing, wonderful opportunities for you.
I hope so. I mean, it was really awesome, and to receive the nice feedback I received after friends and family read the article, it was cool. I mean, they were also left with the question, what is a situationship?
Yes. So let's talk about it. So I would love to know from your point of view, what a situationship is and why you think it's so hard. And then I'll go into my point of view and let's get this discussion about situationships.
Well, oh my gosh, explaining a situationship always sounds so weird to me because it is weird. It's an undefined relationship between two people who aren't ready to commit, it seems like to me. It's having everything that a relationship would have without the title, without kind of the rules, without the, you know, regulations or, you know, backlash if someone were to do something wrong. It's what we used to call having a thing back in like college and high school. Like that's what we used to call it. Like, oh, I have a thing with that guy, or I have a thing with
or
that
like
guy.
I'm hooking up with him.
Yeah.
And period.
So now we've coined the term situationship, and it's like, what does that mean? And it's, I think that it comes a lot more from one person not being ready to commit and some immaturity being involved in one person or the other. And, you know, I think it's also people trying to test the dating waters, but taking it a little too far by like stringing people along for a little bit too long and, you know, giving them false promises and such. And then one person ends up hurt in the end, usually.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're bringing up this point of view because I totally agree. I think that the reason why situationships are situationships is because one person is more into it than the other, or one person actually would like it to be a relationship and the other one would rather it not be. So that is why it hurts. And what I was saying in the article, why it hurts more than sometimes a long-term relationship is because you have this person that you're hooking up with on a pedestal. You don't really know them. You're not spending quality time together. You're not going to the grocery store together. You're not really living life together like you would in a relationship. So you don't see the person as a whole. You see just the good aspects of them. Usually, and a huge part is that they are very attractive. So like, let's just say we're using your example. I'm sure this guy was very attractive. I've been there before my husband in the past. I was definitely in a situationship. And it's alluring. It's almost addictive because they're on a pedestal and you don't really get to know the guy. And so it's like idealizing him and idolizing a little bit. And you haven't been in a real relationship for long enough at all to have conflict or to, you know, after it's been 5 years, you have so many, oh, well, this time and this time and this time he did this and he said this. But in a situationship, it's almost like the honeymoon phase and then it ends.
Yes. No, it truly is. I mean, in my long-term relationship, I knew the good, the bad, the ugly, the more than ugly parts. And then with the situationship, I was shown, you know, during that 3 month span, obviously he put on his best act, his best facade, you know, telling me everything I want to hear that would make me like him and be into him and have it just abruptly end. But I was, you know, I was told everything from my situationship as if I was in a relationship. He acted that way. So it's a crazy contrast. It's definitely weird.
But also I think the difference was you guys never had the commitment conversation. Like, let's be in a committed relationship.
No, we did not. It was always, well, we just got to know each other. We're going with the flow. We both want to date. Like, we both want to find a partner, you know, and we made that very clear. We had that conversation, but it was never, it was just, he definitely more so controlled the conversation of our, or like the narrative of our situationship. I kind of, well, we're getting to know each other and such and everything. So that, I think that that was almost his way of stringing it along and just kind of keeping it, you know, as a situationship.
And it's also so interesting to me because I think that situationships, they're all so different. You know, sometimes a guy might, maybe he's thinking about getting back together with one of his exes, but he doesn't really disclose that. And so in some ways you are that time passerbyer or that girl that's there while he decides.
Absolutely.
But of course you're not privy to that knowledge. And these guys, there are wonderful guys in this world that they're doing the best that they can. So he's probably a nice guy. He's not going to say that, but just in case he doesn't get back together with his ex, he's going to be in the situationship. And so what I don't like is that when people start judging guys for, because it's usually the guy that doesn't want to be in a relationship, let's say, but they're doing the best
thing. Experience. Yes. But that's from my experience. But I mean, I've heard stories as well of you know,
yes,
friends that have done the same. So it works both ways.
Yeah, I think the best message for people out there is if you're not sure about a relationship and so you end up in a situationship, just really be empathetic and still while doing the best that you can, just think about what would it feel like to be on the other side. And if you at any point know that you for sure really don't see a future, but you know that the person that you're with in the situationship does, just let them go because.
Where were you a year ago? I wish you could have said this to him. That's all I would have asked for.
Let's bring him on the show. He's going to call in right now. Your face.
Oh man. No, I mean, at this point he's got to know. So it's okay.
Yeah, that was one of my questions. Did he, Mr. What did you call him in the article? What did you name him?
Tyler, because I do not know a Tyler.
Did Tyler, we're guessing he's seen the TikTok and the article?
You know, I have no idea because after, you know, the situationship ended, he is the one that ended it. He slowly drifted off. It turned into like less texts, less phone calls, less hanging out, plans that were made but never came about, and then dead silence. And so it was very much him. I did try very hard, and you know, I just felt that it would be more healthy for me if I just kind of unfollowed him and everything like that, just because I don't want to see that, you know,
right
after I'm not getting a text back and such. And then, you know, to hear a month later, because we have mutual friends, that he has a girlfriend, it's like, wait a second, I feel bad because were you talking to both of us at the same time? You know, like, do I owe this girl like some knowledge? But I mean, I would never interfere at all. I just kind of found it pretty interesting, you know?
But, yeah, and that's what I was saying. They're usually, it's either a guy just is really, I'm not going to say immature, but like not evolved yet, you know? Younger and not ready for a relationship. But I feel like most of the time it is because there's someone else. And that's especially why you shouldn't take it personally.
Right. No, and I did. I truly did. It really, I mean, this is, we're talking like last year, this time, October, and I was down in the dumps. I mean, it really left me lost, confused. I mean, I just was reflecting on myself. I was like, what did I do? Because I thought I was doing everything right. And from what he was telling me and how much he was telling me he liked me, I thought I was doing everything right. And to be just left on red for I don't know why, it really just makes you just get in your head a little bit and just be like, oh gosh. And I gave up, you know, trying to date for a while due to that. But, you know, after this TikTok and the advice I've received from you and so many others, I've realized kind of the dynamics of what happens in a situationship, especially during the first 3 months. And I know you mentioned 6 months. I couldn't even imagine if it lasted 6 months. I think I'd be even more hurt.
Well, yeah, I was saying that it takes at least 6 months to really get to know somebody.
Yes.
So, and that's spending a lot of time together. If you're in a situationship for 6 months, you're still not, that doesn't qualify for getting to know each other.
Right. No. And I now that I reflect back, I'm like, I don't even feel like I knew this guy at all. Why did I have such strong feelings?
Well, first of all, the heart wants what the heart wants. And we have this energetic pull towards people. And it's something that all your friends could have seen what was going on, but until you actually saw it and you're seeing it now, it's really hard. It's so hard because there's this energetic pull and love feels good. That's why I said addictive before. It's a drug. And so it's hard. You could rationalize, you know, you could rise above and say, okay, on paper, this is not a good situation. Or your best friend could say that, your mom could say that. But when you're in the situation, it's very difficult to end it. Like, I'm guessing if he never ended it, you probably wouldn't have, or it would have taken a long time, or would have been another guy or something that came in your world.
I definitely agree with you. And I don't want to give him the benefit of ending it because he did not end it. He ghosted me. So I don't want to give him the benefit.
But no message is a message.
Yes. No, it is.
I see what you're saying. You're like, you don't even want to give him credit for having the courage to like actually end it.
Yes.
That's it, right. Or text anything. Yeah. Okay. It just ended. I see what you're saying.
No, I'm well aware he made it clear that it was over, but he just didn't do it at his age, at, you know.
How old is he?
He is older than me by a couple years.
Okay. You're 28?
28, yes.
All right. So he's like in his 30s.
Yeah. So you would think, you know.
But still, like, so what I teach and what I work with my clients is we still, no matter what, we don't judge, you know, because there are 50-year-old guys that might behave like this. But then there are 25-year-old boys, young men who are really mature and beyond their years. So I think the whole age thing, I think it's just, once again, people are doing the best that they can. He didn't know what to do, and he's probably not a bad person. But I do have to say, if you have a moment, because you said you have friends in the same circle,
yes,
ever have that moment, which you probably will, where you run into him, definitely don't spend too much time talking, but be this happy, confident, hello, and then just walk on by. Everything going? Great. Okay. I'm going to go over there. You know, great to see you. Like,
right. No negativity. I mean, you know, and that's the thing about situationships is like it's not a defined relationship. So it's like you're put in a position. Can you really get mad at the other person? You know,
right.
It's not like a breakup or, you know, there's no rules defined. So that's what makes it so tricky on how to navigate your feelings during and after a situationship.
Yeah, because he might have felt like he really doesn't owe you anything. I mean, even a text, like he's just, you know, doesn't think you guys are right for each other or whatever that is, would have been nice, but he didn't, and it's okay. But also, like, I would just offer to you, my question would be, what did you learn from this? What did you learn about yourself? How did you get empowered so that anybody else out there watching can get inspired by you?
Yes. So it did take a little bit of time of self-reflection and just trying to figure out, you know, okay, so what was it with me and things like that. And I think that I was so for love. I wanted a relationship so badly. I really did. And, you know, I have to understand that not everyone is on the same wavelength or wants, you know, a relationship right away. And that's absolutely okay. I just happened to be very more into this person than they were into me. And I took some time and stepped away from the dating apps, from dating in general, went back to just hanging out with my friends and, you know, meeting people organically. And I spent a very long, well, 6 months, six, seven months just doing my own thing, not dating, not doing anything, and really waited for some to meet someone organically, which I did now. And I'm very happy now. I'm in a fully committed relationship with,
oh my God,
honestly, he's the definition of a, if he would, or if he wanted to, he would, the guy I'm with now. So it's like night and day. And you're correct, age has nothing to do with it, because he is younger than, you know, the
like
relationship. But you know, I always heard the term, you know, like, oh, don't search for it, just it will come to you. And I was like, oh yeah, yeah. But that's what happened. That's truly what happened. And it also was me lowering my standards in a way, and not in a mean way, but just not expecting so much so fast.
Oh, yes.
And really getting to know the person first and reading the red flags instead of just ignoring them. And being like, oh, we can work through this. Like, no, that's something that we can't work, or maybe I might not be able to work through. And, you know, that's important to establish and notice on your own and someone else if you want to be serious with them, especially because you have to be honest with them. And so I just focused on myself for a while and realized it really wasn't me, and that there's so many people that go through this. I mean, it's every day, and there's a reason why it's one of the most trending hashtags on TikTok. I mean, it's insane, but it is trial and error. And I did, you know, go on a few dates, and it was just a one date thing, and I was like, we're not going to be talking anymore. Like, we just didn't match and everything. So it is trial and error, and it takes time, but I'm so thankful that I took that time just to kind of step away from the dating scene for a little bit, because I needed to clear my head and realize that it wasn't just all on me, that Tyler had his own emotions, his own feelings, and you know, I have to respect that as well. And that's what a situationship is, you know?
So what venue or how did you meet your man now?
We are like mutual friends of other people. He's a couple years older than me.
Oh, I thought you said the current guy's younger.
Well, he's younger than my situationship. five.
Oh, but still older than you. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. We met through mutual friends, and it did happen where he slid in my DMs asking for dinner, and I was nervous, but I could tell he was a genuine guy, and definitely stalked his Instagram profile. I had to get a good read of him.
Oh, yeah. Instagram stalking best.
I mean, you got to know. And so I gave it a chance, and then we found ourselves talking all night long, just clicking on everything. And I was like, okay, this is what it's about. This is what, you know, like, this is how it's supposed to feel. This is how it's supposed to be, you know, talking about everything from the good, the bad, the ugly in our lives, and just being so open and non-judgmental with each other was just such a great feeling and refreshing that won me over a lot. And since then, I mean, it's moved very quickly, but we both are okay with it. I mean, it's a fast paced moving relationship, but I think we just click very well. And, you know, I think everyone has someone out there like that for them.
Yeah.
And they will find that person, and it will take time. I mean, when I was 27 on my birthday last year, I was like, how am I 27 and single? Like, what's going on? I never thought, you know, I'd really find someone, and kind of gave up a little bit, but I'm so thankful I didn't.
Yes. Well, I believe that every breakup is a blessing, because if one person isn't right for the other person, then that means that other person isn't right for the one that wants to break up. It's just not right. And so it's a blessing, and it's a gift. And all it means, there's nothing wrong with you. It just means you're not right for each other. And so it is so inspiring. I love that it's full circle. We don't know if this guy is going to be your husband. He might. We'll see. But at least you've had this reparative experience to see what you deserve, what a real relationship is like, and how this guy is just showing up so differently. And my question is, do you feel like your heart, the depth of feelings for this guy, the strength of feelings, would you say that it's just as much? Is it more? Is it just different than the other?
So it's different. It's different. I think I was so much more desperate for a relationship and love that I would seek that out in anyone when I was with my situationship last year. I think that I was single for so long due to coronavirus and being locked in the house and such, and, you know, the world just opened back up and everything. So I think that's how I feel, at least, about how I was feeling at that time. And I do reflect back, and I'm like, we would not have worked, me in that situationship. Like, now that I really think about it, you know, I think I was just in lust and just being, you know, swindled by his sweet words and telling me I'm his dream girl and such, and wanting to take me on his birthday vacation and such. That I was just kind of imagining all these like scenarios in my head, whereas now I'm so much more realistic and in tune with myself, in tune with what I want out of a partner, how I want to be loved, how I deserve to be loved, and treating a relationship. And I think that I definitely grew up a little bit, got a little bit more mature in the sense of dating. And I think that that is what's helping us work out a lot better now, or helping me work out a lot better now with my current relationship.
Man. And how long have you been together?
About 2 months.
Okay. So how about this? After you guys have been together for 6 months, come on the show together if he wants to.
Absolutely. I think he would love to. I think.
Okay, good.
Yes.
And then, because that would be my 6 month thing. And you would have had spent a lot of time together. It would be a deeper relationship. And I'm guessing, well, at that point, you would be definitely in a committed relationship. So let's see what happens. And we can do part two, bring the man on.
And you know what's interesting is I am actually the one who said, let's hold off on calling us a title just yet.
Okay.
Because I don't treat it any differently, but I'm very sweet about it. I just am like, let's hold off on calling it a title yet. Like, yes, I'm going to refer to you as my boyfriend. You can refer to me as your girlfriend. But when it comes time, like, I want you to formally ask me to be your girlfriend. Like, I want it old school style. And I think that that's just something that I want out of, like, validation because of, you know, all the confusion of being in a situationship of just like, yeah, I like you too. And
undefined.
Yes.
Yeah. You want it to be very clear.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And I think it will be coming very shortly.
Does he need to bring a ring when he asks you to be his girlfriend? Okay.
No.
A girlfriend ring.
And no, just
for a relationship.
Just a formal asking of if I would be his girlfriend would just be lovely to me. And I just also said it because I didn't want any pressure on it because everything's just going so great. And he's such a trustworthy guy. I mean, we do spend a lot of time together. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing compared to anyone Tyler. Else dated. So that's why I just wanted to make sure that like it wasn't moving too fast because it has only been 2 months, you know, and I have read about that 3 month rule and such, but I don't think that's the case in with me and my current boyfriend. But I mean, we have a trip planned to go to Florida in December, so maybe the question will be popped then, not marriage, but girlfriend.
Okay. Well, we'll call him George. We're just going to make him a name.
Okay.
George. I'm sure George is going to watch this episode. George, just putting it out there. I think you should just for fun, since I brought it up, maybe get her just a little piece of jewelry. Cause that would be so sweet since I just thought of the idea. And you should.
Yeah, George.
Yeah. George, just stop by Tiffany's or whatever, you know, it doesn't matter. No, George, you can do whatever you want. She's going to be very happy regardless. But just putting it out there just for fun. And then you can have the story about how you got this piece of jewelry because of me. Thank you. And we do need to wrap up. But what's so interesting is that you are in a relationship because when you were saying, oh my God, where were you a year ago? I was going to say, because I just wrote a book called Manifesting, How to Manifest a Man. And I was going to say, you need to read my book. But now you don't necessarily need to read my book. You might want to read it regardless for manifesting.
Oh, no, I definitely want to read your book. I am definitely going to dive into that.
Okay, wonderful. And it could help you within the relationship, just manifesting even a better relationship.
Yes. No, I mean, I still feel like even though I've dated before, I had a long-term relationship, I still, you know, it feels new again. I haven't dated in so long. So, yeah.
It would be okay. Wonderful. Okay. So, and where can people find you? Plug your Instagrams, your.
Yeah. So, okay. My TikTok is gg.d. D is spelled D E E. And my Instagram is.
Wait, go back for a second. But it's G I G I.
Yes.
That's important. Not just the letter G. For anybody who's listening or watching.
Yes.
G I G I.
G I G I. Period D-E-E for TikTok. And then for Instagram, this is going to be a lot of vowels, but in Italian, it's G-I-G-I-G-G underscore D-Stefano. DESTEFANO.
Okay, wonderful. And as always, everybody can find me at therelationshipexpert.com. Everything is there. So Gigi, Gina, Miss DiStefano, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, Jamie, thank you for having me and thank you for your advice. Seriously, I mean, it makes me feel heard and I think it makes a lot of people feel heard and understood.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that because I do this job from my heart. I couldn't do anything else. So thank you once again for joining us. Thanks for telling your story. And you'll have to come back with George.
I would love to. No, I think that would be great.
You'll be wearing your bracelet.
Who knows? Maybe a ring. Maybe a ring.
Earrings? Anything?
Yes.
A new sweater. George, if you need some advice, I'll help you. No ugly sweaters. What'd you say?
No ugly sweaters.
No ugly sweaters. George, you got to get her a cool one, okay? Cool boots. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Yeah. Okay. So thank you so much. And everybody join us. Love Talk Live, LA Talk Radio every week at 2 p.m. Pacific. And have a wonderful night, everybody. And thanks so much again.
Yes. Goodbye. Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Love Talk Live with the relationship expert, Jamie Bronstein, only on LA Talk Radio.